Let's talk to technology journalist Fevzi Turkalp, who's in our London newsroom. Fevzi, good morning,
morning
to you. Would you be happy having these having deliveries this way?
I suppose so. I mean, they tend to throw packages at me anyway, so I think it's I think in the beginning it'll be a novelty. Remains to be seen, you know, if these drones will get public confidence. So there's the technical challenge, but there's also, you know, will we accept drones flying over our homes with the noise, the potential privacy issues, and you know, we'd need to know it was safe. But yes, in principle, for some deliveries, yes, obviously not for everything.
Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of ifs there, aren't there, in terms of noise, because we know how busy it can be. If you just look around your local neighbourhood, you can see various delivery companies, vans, you know, going about their business. People order online much more and more. But this noise is so different to what we used to. Are there any restrictions or regulations in place to control that, to curb that?
Yeah, well, this drone design, this MK30 drone, is claimed to be 40% quieter than the previous model. And they say it's about as noisy as a delivery vehicle. But I would say a delivery vehicle isn't flying over your garden. So I'm sure the technology will improve. We may get used to it, or we just may not accept it, because the other thing is scale. You know, what this sort of technology only makes sense if it's scaled up. And then it will be, maybe it will be a low-level noise, but it will be, in some areas, you know, almost constant.
What are the restrictions at the moment regarding this? Because I'm assuming that there might be cameras on these drones as well. Is there a privacy issue?
Yeah, well, there is, because these are autonomous drones. They navigate, they navigate by GPS, but they avoid collisions, hopefully, by using cameras and sophisticated software. So, yes, it has to be clarified. At the moment, this is a trial under the auspices of the Civil Aviation Authority. So they've been given specific permission to trial this in Darlington. The legal framework is still being developed, and I think they must have given reassurances about what they do with any footage that they capture. Do they store it? How long do they store it for? What are they allowed to use it for? I'm not suggesting Amazon is interested in my back garden, but you know, they have the ability to look down as well, because when they're preparing for the drop zone, the software is meant to avoid people, pets, interestingly trampolines, which you can imagine if it dropped it on a trampoline, it might end up in the neighbor's garden. So there has to be assurances that will have been given, but whether they're sufficient, I think, remains to be seen.
Fevzi, morning to you. It's Charlie here in the studio.
Morning.
You mentioned pets there. Was going to be my question. I mean, have they trialled, I don't know, a static hedgehog beneath one of these things to see whether, I mean, I'm assuming they must have checked this, because you mentioned about animals, could be a pet, could be a cat, who's just not moving, but in the place where something is dropped. Do we know not much about how they've checked?
Well, so it's going to be difficult, because they're dropping it from 13 feet. So there's two issues there. One is, can they avoid a static hedgehog? And also, can they avoid dropping it on something that runs underneath the drone? Now, you'd think that because of the noise a drone makes when it's 13 feet off the ground, hopefully a dog or another pet wouldn't get too close. But I think you can't guarantee that that won't happen. I don't see how you could guarantee it. You can minimise the risk of it.
Yeah, I suppose that's the point of the trial, isn't it, Fevzi? That these things will emerge, and hopefully nothing will get damaged in the process. Fevzi, good to talk to you this morning. Thank you.
Pleasure.